And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. How are you? It is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019. I'm Dave Guerra. Let's have a chat. What'd you think of that Mr. Rogers trailer? I liked it. It's Thanksgiving weekend. Definitely gonna go see it. Need a little motivation, need a little inspiration. And hey, why wait? Let's do it now. Let's make it happen now. So anyway, moving on. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. So let's see, it's Tuesday, July 23rd. In the news, that's what today's topic is, in the news. And today, straight from the CNN Business website, CNN Business, the article is titled, "Malls are filling their empty spaces with doctor's offices." That's right, that's right. It's no longer the place where the kids hang out and go shopping for their Vans. No, it's no longer that. It's not no longer where the cool kids go. Now it's a place for the kids to go get their colonoscopies. That's right. So starting in November, and here's where it all begins. See, starting in November of this year, 2019, Mall of America in Minneapolis, Minnesota will get a 2,300 square foot walk-in clinic with exam rooms, radiology, a lab, and a pharmacy. And that seems to be the way things are going. That seems to be it's called MedTail, M-E-D-T-A-I-L. It's a combination of medical services and retail, and they're just kind of combining it. And this is just kind of comes from the malls trying to really think things through and figure out what can they do, because again, the times are changing and not everybody's buying into what the mall once was. Nobody wants to do that. And why? Well, because of Amazon, they deliver. The big box stores, Walmart, they now are starting to deliver. Well, they've always delivered, but now in other more structured situation here. What else have we got? That used to be the place where you would only find those Chili's or those Applebee's or TGI Fridays. Remember that? Or Flickr's. Remember Flickr's? That was an awesome place. Shoney's. No, that's someplace else. That's out by the hotels. What else was there? The Hastings Music and Records. What was that other one? That music store? Sam Goody's, I think is what it was called. I forgot what it was called. It's such a long time ago, but it wasn't that long ago. So now all of that has been relegated out to the internet, and people can just go ahead and download the music. They can order their stuff. All the specialty stores were there. Hobby shops. Swiss Colony. I remember there used to be a Swiss Colony at the mall I went to in Washington, D.C. Was it Hickory Farms? Didn't matter, but they're no longer there. It's all mail order now. And it's just kind of the way it's been. And even the anchor stores, back then, it was Macy's, it was Lord & Taylor, it was Montgomery Ward, yeah, JCPenney and all that. Well, you know, it's kind of, where's Montgomery Ward today? Exactly, where is it? Same thing where Woolworth is. Well, Woolworth still exists in another iteration, but they exist in Europe. And yes, I've been to one of those, and it's nothing like what I remember as a kid. Alrighty, so what's going on? So people, these organizations, these retailers are leaving by the truckload. They're leaving the malls because, again, they just can't compete with that. They'd rather offer a warehouse and kind of just sell everything out of the warehouse through delivery or mail or however, online orders. So I'm not saying anything new. But what I am talking about is that space that is left behind, that which is left behind now has to be addressed, now has to be looked at. Now, the owners of that property now want to return on their investment, because they can't just have it there handy and just looking nice and pretty on the outside and just going to waste on the inside. So they're turning to the medical side of things. You need to be innovative, look at different things, think out of the box, think from a different angle, look at things 360. And when you do that, especially in a situation where even like clothing retail leases are down 10% from this time last year. So again, and that number is going to continue to grow in clothing retail, like Abercrombie and Fitch, REI, Eddie Bauer, a couple of other places. I miss the Eddie Bauer store. It was one of my favorite places. But again, that's what happens. Times change, things change. But the buildings are still there. The parking spaces are still there. The easy access is still there. So repurpose it. Thinking outside the box, they repurpose it and they say, well, you know what? We've got all this parking. We've got plenty of access off the interstate, off the highway, off major highways and major roadways in most metropolitan areas. And you know what, let's put in some doctor's offices. So, you know, in some cases, they are partnering up with some health services. And in other cases, they're just kind of opening up. So it's like I said, you know, what used to be the place to go get your Vans sneakers or go get the latest LP from the Knack. Get the Knack. Remember them? The Knack or the or anybody else back from back in the day, those one-hit wonders. And now, again, it's same for those same kids. Those same kids back then are not going to get their colonoscopy or getting their bone density exams done at the same place they would go pick up their music or pick up their latest sneakers or whatever, you know, the latest in sneaker attire. That was a big thing. But kicks, get their kicks, get their pumped up kicks. But now they've gotten older, but they know how to get to the mall. I'm going to go to the mall and get my colonoscopy. And there we go. So again, outside of the box thinking is really just what's going to drive this. So start looking at things. You know, it's all about generating the revenue in your organization and what you do. Who knows? Like the next tech incubator could be right next door to Spencer's Gifts. You never know. Because again, it's just a huge building. The mall is just a huge building, and they can knock out walls and kind of change configurations basically with little to no effort. And that's the neat thing. So again, it's all about generating that revenue and keeping things going. And the only way to do it is to kind of keep thinking outside the box, bring people in that are now adjusting to their audience, that are adjusting to their clientele, that are, well, part of their landscape, not the business owner's or the property owner's landscape. So again, it's all about MedTail. What's next? Medical, retail, medical services and retail all combined together, and they create these 2,300 square foot spaces in the Mall of America's in Minnesota. And coming to a mall near you, that vacant lot is soon going to be the next place where you go get your blood pressure. And they're gonna have their own pharmacy, so is that kind of saying, hey, maybe the day of CVS and Walgreens might be out the door, might be a thing of the past? No, I don't think so. Because while it's convenient to go to the mall, I don't like going to the mall. But if I have to go pick up my medicine, I'd rather pick it up at a CVS or at a Walgreens and not go down to the mall to pick it up. So again, it's one of those what-if situations. And then, of course, you've got the ever-popular, ever-popping up, trying to generate more revenue is those emergency rooms, those emergency centers that pop up out by the highway and major roadways in your neighborhood. So again, they're competing too. So it's all about who can get to market faster, definitely in the malls. The building's already built. It's just minor adjustments or corrections to the layout, and off they go. And in most cases, in these emergency room places, these quick emergency rooms, they've got to be built from the ground up. So again, what works, what works. Well, listen, folks, something to think about. In this case, outside the box thinking is always something to think about. Look at what's going on around you. Look at what's going on in your organization. See what can be repurposed, what can be redone, what is already delivering value when it was in value added, when it was something else, and then now that something else is gone. In this case, Sam Goody's is gone. But the parking remains, the easy access remains. Something to think about. So until next time, until tomorrow, that's your homework. Think about that. And I will talk to you tomorrow. I'm Dave Garrett. Today is Tuesday, July 23rd. And in the news, leadership in the news. We'll talk to you then. Have a good evening. Have a good Wednesday. We'll talk to you soon.